All right, you know what it is. It is the Human Podcast. Get your liberal friends out of here, because I don't say nice things. I'm not a good person.
I'm a liberal, and I oppose
you. Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of my room, then. Ugh. God.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's just like how you say it in America. If I was in another country,
God,
I would be a communist.
I mean, if it wasn't for your pussy, like, probably wouldn't even hang out with you, honestly.
Yeah, communism.
No, that's capitalism.
All communism. Countries have inevitably failed, Alex.
I mean, everything has failed.
Oh my
capitalism
God,
has failed.
Can you listen to what I just said?
No, we don't. The men are talking. The man's talking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The man.
I said something hilarious.
You might guess what'd you say, Alex?
I can't say it now because I have to think about it and I'm going to mispronounce it.
I mean.
Say it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Let's hear your girl trying to be funny. let me go to the soundboard. Make sure I'm ready for it.
Bruh.
Come on.
Oh my God.
And my wife, every single week for this podcast, she gets crazy high. So does Courtney. Gets fucking,
I'm not high yet.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I said communism.
My throat's been hurting.
And then
so
you
I
said
haven't
another
been doing
theology,
my bait.
And then
she's like,
then I said cuntulism.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like that would get crickets on a stage.
I don't care about the crickets or the stage.
Oh my goodness. You just love those,
I'm
don't you?
Hilarious. And you don't appreciate it.
No, why would I? Ew. My wife is a girl trying to be funny.
Oh.
What? Okay. So, big news of the week.
Oh, no.
My wife has piercings now.
No, what do you mean has piercings? I have I have three new piercings. I had piercings before this.
You had piercings before.
Oh, my God. It's not focusing on her at all.
Well, because I have it on automatic focus. That way it doesn't, you know.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it just fine. So she has it in her nose, in her lip, uh-huh. And in her nose.
This bitch hurts. Oh, and I got my other conch, but like it doesn't hurt at all, so don't care.
But ugh. She just.
No, but like, I held the cup up to my lips, and then I like hooked it under the rim and like yanked it up, and
ugh.
Yeah, it wasn't okay.
I mean, there's dudes that have piercings in their dick, and I'm like, you just have to, like, not be having sex. You just have to be, like, out of a relationship for that time to get the piercing in your dick. It's like, okay.
Why are you kink shaming?
I don't know. They might be into it.
Into the pain?
Why are you kink shaming it?
Oh, I'm not kink shaming it. I think it is the number one reason to show a girl your dick. Hey, Courtney, if a man comes up to you that you know pretty well, like a good friend, that... just, you know, whatever. And it's like, hey, I got my dick pierced. Would you ask to see it? If he offered
probably
to show
not.
It. If he offered to show it to you, would you want to see? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, when my coworker got her nipples pierced because she wanted to do it because she saw that I had done it, she came in and I'm like, oh, my God, can I see? And she's like, fuck, yeah. You show off your piercings.
Yeah, I mean, like... Like chicks will show off nipple piercings all the time just to dudes, and it's great. We're like, yes, I'm still not going to be able to fuck her, but yes, you know, like half of it checked off, just, you know, in the spank bank for later. I'm going to jack off to the thought of her tits.
No, you're going to fap.
Just, ugh, you know, just tits. I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh God, like my tits are just, ugh. Horrible.
Okay,
we do got a game of tits coming up later this episode.
Yes. God, you just
aren't we doing that now? I can't wait. I want to do it now.
You want to do that now? We're gonna do.
This actually is pretty interesting. I want to do it now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait because we got news stories. We cover the news first here on the Human Podcast.
Yeah, we got to get the boring stuff out of the way first.
Last time.
What?
We didn't even really cover the news.
We
like,
did. We did like 20 stories last time. Like, it was all stories.
I guess so. Maybe.
Of the Human Podcast.
Wait, were there disgusting penises too?
Oh yeah, we did. Looked at gross cocks for some reason. I don't even remember why.
Because you like it when I make faces.
I do. I very much do. So.
What's your favorite face?
Just the O face.
Oh my. Oh. That must be the most annoying face.
Alrighty. So. Apparently a video came out on Twitter. Jack, I'm not going to attempt that last name. Prosabic, pro in the ass. I don't know. Fuck him. But it's a video of the fire.
Wow.
And it's portraying the Apple Store burning down. And, he said Antifa did it. Now, number one, I don't believe that Antifa fucking set this goddamn fucking fire. Number one, how the fuck are they going to get new phones?
Oh, I thought it was like...
Antifa is anti-fascist.
No, I thought the Apple Store was like an outdoor market for apples.
just apples. That's all they sell. Why? Why is everyone complaining about the price of a new Apple? My wife, an Apple fucking fanatic. She has an Apple tablet, an Apple pencil, an Apple phone.
You bought me the pencil?
Yeah, because I wanted to test it out before I got myself a tablet that draws. But, turns out that I can't draw. I'm getting better. I'll draw a fucking wonderful penis.
Supportive.
I'll draw a wonderful penis.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to see something
nice. Why don't you draw in the VR?
I mean, yeah. But I wanted a pen to, draw like, good. So.
Yeah, it kind of is hard. It's really hard.
So this is that fire that they showed on the video. This is the actual thing. They just got a great fucking angle on it. Yeah. And they just came and sprayed it out. It was fine. It was a dumpster fire. They're like, this was Antifa. And it's like, not really. There is, dumpster fires, portable toilet fires, and a construction site. Outside the Apple Store. Doesn't really matter. There's nothing in that fucking Apple Store anyway. Just iPhones that little Chinese children make.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they'd have some AirPods too.
Oh no.
And wouldn't they have like some of their like iHome stuff too?
I don't even know what iHome is.
It's their own version of Alexa and shit.
Oh yeah.
God, you got it all excited, babe.
It can fuck off.
It's listening now. What are we gonna do? Never mind, Alexa. Nothing.
You're the one who bought that creep. It's your own fault.
I got it for free. It's like, hey, you have a Spotify account. We sent you an Alexa. I'm like, nothing. No, you get it for free with a Spotify account.
It hurts. It hurts so much.
Oh, yeah. My wife.
Oh, shut up.
She has to hold her lips.
No.
Every time she laughs. So every time my wife laughs, she has to like hold her lips. She's like, it's hilarious. She's like every fucking...
I am healing. Do not shame my healing.
Well, I mean, apparently so is Courtney. She's learning how to breathe over there.
I thought she was just recovering from COVID. No, she got her vaccine.
Well, no, so what happened was I had acid reflux the other night.
Because it she climbed won't take medicine
up,
for
went
it.
Down the wrong hole.
Or do anything
and
about
I
it.
I haven't.
I mean, yeah, don't put your acid reflux in your pussy or your asshole. Those are bad holes for acid to go in. As she takes another puff from her cigarette thing.
No.
Jesus, these children.
I thought it was a vape pen.
I don't know what it is.
It's a vape pen.
Yes. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I recognized it.
She's like, I recognized it. I am the coolest.
I am not cool.
So... on to our next story. Yep, fuck the Apple Store. I hope it burns down.
I like Apple.
Yeah, women love Apple because it's easy to operate. They're like, I can do the hair dryer, my iPhone, and barely the car.
She's like, oh my God.
She's like, the car is beeping at me. I don't know what's wrong. You're out of fuel. Dumb girls.
No, I'm part of the elite.
It's oh my God.
So. What?
Do you want to know something about our future?
What?
We're going to get a Scottish fold, and I'm going to name it Croissant.
Okay. So, apparently, in a tree, there was this picture taken, and they thought it was some kind of, like, monster. They had no idea what it was. Like, oh, and it's like...
It looks like a wasp nest.
Yeah, it's a Polish city. They didn't know what it was, and they were scared of it. Okay. You know, the Polacks.
How big is this?
It's a croissant.
Okay.
It's literally a croissant in a fucking tree, and the Polacks were scared of it. So I feel really bad because when the Nazis came through and fucked all their shit, I'm sure they're real scared. They're like, real bullets? Oh, no.
You've seen Hentai, right?
Hentai? Yeah, of course. A lot of it.
God, I'm sorry I mispronounced it, but everyone's seen Poland. Everyone knows and agrees. Even Poland knows it's not going to agree.
But yeah, these Polish people are afraid of a croissant in a tree.
Yeah, it is very scary.
They're like, oh no.
It's kind of dick-shaped, though, the more you look at it.
I mean, like, I kind of want to go over there and just, like, sort of, like, start throwing, like, other bread objects, like a loaf of bread in a tree, like a donut in a tree, and they're like, oh, and then, like, fucking streets are mine. I can loaf? Do it. Like a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
They're not all pre-cut like you would imagine they are.
No. You said an object of bread, and I think it's a loaf.
Yeah, I mean, bread-like objects. Jesus Christ. Donuts, loaves of bread, slices of bread, pizza. You know, that would really fuck them up. They're like, what is that? It's a pepperoni. Or I don't know how they speak. Like Nebuchadnezzar juice?
Donuts are bread?
Yes, donuts are bread.
That's cool.
Why would they not be?
I don't know. I just never could.
It is a cake. I can throw a cake in a tree. And a wedding cake, and they're like, oh no. And they're probably all Jewish, so they're probably all taking them down and eating them anyway.
I do still feel bad for the croissant.
I mean, I'm sure someone ate it.
It's a cat, right?
No, it's a croissant. It's literally a croissant. It's a croissant in a tree. It's not a cat, it's a croissant. This thing right here.
It's a croissant.
Croissant.
That's how Lucy says it.
Who the fuck is Lucy?
Oh my God, from Disenchantment.
Yeah, like, I don't know who the fuck Lucy is.
He's a little demon.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so now after, like, the city's been turned to stone and they come back, and what's her face?
You said come.
I did.
Come. On to the next story.
Oh my God.
Here's a story about two women.
I'm trying to dignify my knowledge.
Well, here. Dignify your knowledge this way.
Oh no.
Two women were caught trying to spend a fake $1 million bill at the Tennessee Dollar General store earlier this month, according to the Daily Times. An employee at the discount store in Marysville reported that April 5th, the women tried to use a counterfeit fortune to purchase several gift cards. I just imagine these women walking in and what? Yeah, they tried.
Are gift cards a dollar at the dollar store?
Yes. You pay exact change and you it's a straight crossover. But they try to use a fake $1 million bill. I don't know what they were thinking.
They couldn't just get a fake card that didn't work.
They wanted to be able to use the money or sell it.
No, like, what if they just gave them a fake card and they're like, here, it actually doesn't work, but you don't know that.
How awesome would that be? It's just like, they just hand them a card and they're too stupid. They're like, I put $500,000 on each of these cards. They should be good for a while. You know, you ladies have yourselves a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. And then just take the $1 million bill. I'm sure that's what happened. Yeah, they reported around 10 a.m. Ugh. Amanda McCormick received the $1 million bill in the mail from church, but could not provide the church information. Yeah, she was using the money to buy care packages for people experiencing homelessness. The other woman involved told investigators she had no idea McCormick had the phony bill and was only right. I believe her. I do not believe McCormick.
Oh, no. No.
The largest bill ever printed in circulation was a $10,000 note.
I knew that.
It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But now it's going to be Bitcoin. They're 50,000, or actually 60,000, maybe even
Bitcoin
more.
Has a physical?
No.
Okay.
All, it's a digital asset.
Yeah, no.
That is designed to be a medium for exchange.
Yes.
So it can be used as currency.
Yeah. No, I was like.
So, Courtney, like, what? Why would you think that you could spend $1 million? Like, would you try this? Would you try and go to like a Hoboken and, you know, Tennessee Dollar General? Like, I can't even say it like normal. Like, I'm starting to get like a southern draw on my accent.
Wait.
What?
Is dollar stores literally Wish, Courtney?
No.
Yeah.
Courtney?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Ta-da!
That's
I mean, the Dollar Gen, there is a dollar store. When I was homeless, and I'd go in there, and you can get 3 liters of soda. They had 3 liter bottles for a dollar. It was shit soda, but hell yeah, shit kept me alive. Got a loaf of bread for a dollar. Got frosting for a dollar.
I don't like where this is going.
And so what I would do is I'd go to the church and I'd get bananas, and I like they had some sugar, so I would take the white bread and the frosting. Put the frosting on the white bread, like a cupcake, like cover one side completely.
Is this why you like your women white?
I mean, I also like you white because it upsets your father.
Oh, that's 100% agreement.
Oh my God.
Continue.
And then I'd put the banana in the middle and then cover it in sugar. And it's amazing that I did not die from this concoction because I'd fold it like a hot dog and eat that shit. Yeah, like a piece of white bread folded around a banana, and on the inside is frosting.
Okay, I forgot.
And sugar.
About the frosting and oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the sugar.
Sugar. All of it's sugar.
Glucose is good for your brain, but that's about it.
None of it was good. I'm like, oh, I'm dying. I'm almost sure I have diabetes from that. I should have just died.
If you had diabetes, you would have died.
Well, I mean, shit. You never know. It's never too late. So, yeah, these are dumb bitches. Yeah, they should have tried better. I'm sure if they had like fake $100 bills, like, written in crayon, like, they'd have taken them. Tennessee is a stupid state. Time to move on to the next video. Guess this one's good. I like this one.
No.
Good morning.
It's a dude. Old fucking fanny pack ass dude.
I need to wash my car.
Oh, that's a bobcat.
What the fuck is going on? Oh!
It's a bobcat.
Get out! Lindsay! Watch out! Oh, shoot that fucker! Get out! Watch out!
No.
Watch out! Okay. It's a bobcat! Attack my wife! A bobcat!
Was it in the carrier?
No, it was like literally in between these two cars, and as the wife was coming through...
With a carrier?
You can see her... You can see the bobcat right there. You can see her just attacking her. I'm sure the bobcat was trying to attack the cat in the fucking carrier.
Oh yeah, it's Meals on Wheels. But continue.
But yeah, look at this guy, like Fucking what? This guy.
Watch him throw it again, though.
He must have gotten so much pussy. A bobcat attacked my wife. I mean, I would throw a cat. I mean, cats are, they're fine when thrown.
I know, but still.
My wife ain't happy with the bobcat being thrown.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm a vet tech and I don't like watching animals get hurt. Even if they're wild.
I mean, the bobcat didn't get hurt. It got thrown. But, you know, here's what happens when you love your cat way too much.
Oh, I love this video.
So this is like my, this is what my wife's cat looks like. This is what he does, too.
Oh, my God. He killed my laptop.
I love how she, like, stops herself from saying, fuck. She wants to, like, at that point I think you're allowed to, even if you're too young to say fuck. You should be able to, like, you watch your cat pick, yo, fuck, parents come up the room, beat your ass, that fucking cat bit my fucking laptop. It's like, you didn't pay for it anyway, come on, get real now.
That kitty doesn't know how to do soft bites yet.
Well, I mean, it's a hard ass kitty. I mean, if that cat's biting through computers, I'm worried about that bobcat, you know, biting through everything. How does a carrier even, like, hold a bobcat?
It doesn't.
Really?
No, you need a full on metal cage for that.
To hold a bobcat?
Yeah.
And
carriers,
like,
are made out of plastic and some small amounts of metal.
And whoever named a fucking bobcat, too, like, was it, like, just some guy named Tom who's,
no,
like...
No, it has a bobtail.
Okay. Wow. Wait, kill the joke before I get it rolling. I'm, like, rolling the idea of a joke down the hill.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, but you asked a question, and I know the smoke answer. Weed every day. Hey.
I'm getting a joke in my head rolling on how they name bobcats. You know, just some guy named Tom. He's like, man, my buddy Bob is wild. He's a wild boy. So is that cat over there. That cat is as wild as Bob. I'm going to name that cat Bobcat. And so he, like, goes down to the thing, and, like, he sees another bobcat. He's like, oh, my God, that's one of them bobcats right there. He's like, what? Why is it called a bobcat? And it's like, you know, Bob, it's like, oh, my God, that cat is as crazy as Bob. And, like, it, like, takes fire in that village. And, like, no one fucking, you know, really passes that on. No one else knows who Bob is. And then it just kind of spreads. It's like, oh, that's one of them bobcats. I heard it from the village down the way. It's one of them bobcats. And it's like, all right. And then they go over to Bob's house and be like, Bob, they named a whole cat after you. He's like, I am the greatest of all time.
Indeed.
I'm going to rename myself, though. It's like, Bob, you crazy boy. What are you going to name yourself to? Donald Trump.
You know what I saw the other day that just super pissed me off?
Donald Trump?
Okay.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Ruth Gator Ginsburg porn?
Oh, my God. I want to tell you what it
is. What did you see? That was so crazy.
Okay, so I'm driving home from work.
Wait. Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Oh, that kitty is so pretty. He looks like Goose.
Yeah, he does. So what did you see before we get on the Florida story?
Okay, so I'm driving home from work, and I'm on, like, powers before it gets, like, crazy annoying. Like, it's still, like, the, like, big wide parts.
I mean, it's all annoying, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm driving down that, and in the lane coming the opposite way, there's a big SUV, and it has a bike rack on the back, like the one that holds your bikes all in a row. And instead of holding bikes, it was flying a flag that said Trump 2024.
Yeah, I want to get a flag like that, but
oh my god,
I have a Honda Accord and it's too expensive. If it's more than $5, I ain't paying for it. But on to the Florida story, which is the fucking story of the week. I love this one. What? Yeah. So, Florida man driving a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Oh my god, he's living the dream.
He's even living the better dream.
Oh
so.
My god. There's a video of this happening, right?
Yeah, of course there is.
Oh my god, I want to see this. Yes! Smash right through it. Oh my god, yes!
Just jumps the fucking bridge.
Oh, that is
show
like...
it again?
Oh my god. That is just the biggest dick
through.
Energy ever.
And just boom. He's like, I ain't got time for this horse shit.
Oh my god.
And he, as of this moment, he has not been arrested. Or she.
Really?
I mean, I'm almost certain it's a woman, but...
Okay, you could use they, them, but...
Oh,
like,
I mean...
I want to do that. I actually don't want to do that, but I want to do that.
It's illegal, but...
I know, but
they,
like...
They, them?
If you don't know the gender, it's okay to use a non-gender term. It helps normalize it.
I mean...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they can live in their own world.
Yeah, but like, oh my god.
But if I fuck up your gender pronoun... I'm just gonna let y'all know this right now. Don't fucking hate me. Cause I will, like, I won't do it on purpose. And if you're nice about it, be like, hey, if you could, you know, call me, you know, female pronouns or male pronouns, but I'm not gonna call you like a Klingon. Like, stop being fucking stupid. I don't care about, you know, all that. Like, once you hit 30, you're gonna be like, oh wow, I have other problems other than worrying about this dumb shit. and like, you're
so
gonna
what
get
are your new problems.
I have to save up for a trip to Japan.
Okay.
Your problem is you have to find a way to be sober for 2 weeks in Japan.
Okay,
wait, what? She does?
No, I'm gonna have a fuck ton of sake.
You cannot have any weed in Japan at all.
But there's alcohol.
There's alcohol, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, vending machines that vend panties. So.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah. If I come across that vending machine, I am definitely getting one, and I'm going to frame it.
Uh-huh.
It has to be pink. I won't accept any other color.
Well, you're not going to use it.
No, but you're going to frame it and hang it somewhere in our house.
It's going to be in this room.
Yeah. So it has to be aesthetically pleasing.
Like, apparently Japan, you know, vends used panties.
That's disgusting.
I mean, you can buy them from Eband, so...
Like, are they washed?
No!
Then that's disgusting.
They're stinky fucking pussy panties. Probably, like, Target panties from Period Day. You know, like the cotton white ones where you're like, oh, my period's going to come. And you just don't catch it quite in time. And then your fucking, you know, panties just become brown on the front. And it's like, ugh, did she shit out her pussy?
This is another reason why I stopped wearing underwear.
And it's like, ugh, gross.
Yeah, no.
I mean, every girl knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I've seen them. I'm like, ugh, no.
And I've literally been together for like 10 years now.
I mean,
you
how horrible
knew
would that
all
be?
Of that.
It's like it comes out brown fucking period panties. I'm like, god damn it. You have to, like, you know, keep on buying more to get like good ones that are not fucked up, you know, brown period panties. It's like,
yeah,
after like $20.
That's just
like
such a trial.
I mean, no, you just have like 20 pairs of panties just in the fucking garbage.
No, you have period panties. So once they're ruined, they can be worn as a substitute during your period. So your unstained panties stay unstained longer. They're the sacrifices.
The sacrificial panties.
Yeah. And when it's like your fucking favorite pair, like, oh my god, it's awful.
I mean, just, you know, you get like a thong.
And I
got
tired of living that life, so I stopped.
Just get like a thong. It's like a string of just brown. It's like everything else is pink, but just a string of brown. Just down the front. It's like, ugh. I mean, I'd be such a weird girl because I'd just throw them all away. I'd probably just sell them. I would sell them for like double price on eBay or eBand.
So I had, it was supposed to be a makeup bag.
Yeah.
But I actually used it to hold my tampons because on the outside it said vampire tea bags.
That's actually pretty funny.
I know, right?
I want one now.
I loved it.
No, I don't. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. What?
No, oh, my God.
Vampire tea bags?
Oh, my God. You're horrified? No. Now you're horrified?
Gross.
Yeah. Now you're horrified?
Coming to a Target near you. Tea bags. For vampires. These women every month have a period.
Poor things.
They have to shove these things in their pussies.
Yeah, it was awful.
Cover them in blood.
No, they're saturated.
Straight to your fucking tea. Vampire tea bags, $29.99.
In the tea aisle in Target.
Oh my God.
Tea is never in the tea aisle. It's so annoying. It's always with the coffee.
What?
Yeah.
Bruh.
I'm sorry. When's the last time you went to Target?
I'm not allowed.
Exactly.
I walk in and they throw rocks at me and they're like, get out of here, you
so
damn
spick.
So I know
where things are in Target. You do not.
Yeah, I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
You have to go
sit in the parking lot with the other dudes and have a grill.
No, we sit out front and, you know, a pickup truck comes and picks us up and we go do manual labor. But for rich people, like the dumb Mexicans go to fucking Home Depot and wait for that pickup truck. We sit in front of Target and we like hang your TV. How much cooler would that shit be? We like install your refrigerator or whatever you can buy in Target.
Yeah.
You know, hang up your TV.
Sell things in my kitchen.
I mean, you said that like it's an innuendo.
It was.
You can install things in my kitchen.
But now it's time for the game. The game that Courtney wanted.
Do you have a theme song?
Yes.
Do you want me to make one up?
Yeah.
Is it boobs? Is it moobs? You'll never know until it moves. Until they jump or take a dump, you'll never know if it's boobs or moobs. Horrible, I know.
No, that was fantastic. I am impressed.
You should be. I am a performer.
Yeah.
Just now.
Work it.
Work it, girl. Mm-hmm. So.
I can't.
Let me get to sharing the screen again. So, every single picture here, it's either going to be a man or a woman, and it's up to you to figure out if it is male or female. I do have the answers.
Well,
on
I don't want
all
the
of
answers.
These. I'm not going to give them to you up front.
Okay, good. I want to be judged.
So is this a man or a woman?
I'm going to go with woman.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of y'all say woman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
But why is there like a bra strap impression? Under?
I mean, he probably wears a... I mean, that's a dude.
Yeah. But why is... I'm just so confused by the bras.
The bras, it's probably... He probably wears, it's probably just fat folds. It's probably just extra fat folds.
Oh, my God, that's so mean. Okay, well, move on.
Goddamn Patrice O'Neal fucking back alive. Number
two. I
don't
think he would appreciate that.
Yeah, he would love it. Man or woman?
Woman.
Courtney?
Um,
man or woman?
Damn.
It's also photoshopped, but continue.
Wait, so it's... I'm gonna say... Woman?
Woman? God damn.
Yeah.
Look at those small-ass titties, though. I feel so bad for her.
It's such a bad Photoshop job. Oh, my God. Like, they just made it so much worse. Like, look at that arm. Look at it. So it's, like, skinny, and it's, like, thick. And it's, like, look at the shadowing and how far her neck is from her shoulder.
Well, stop getting mad at the Kardashians. No, we're going to move on to the next photo.
I'm making fun of it.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Woman? What do you say, babe? Man or woman? These get progressively harder.
I know. So, like...
It's a woman, Alex.
I'm still thinking because there's a lack of armpit hair, but then there's a different type of like skin pattern going on. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going with man.
Oh, no.
No. Ew. I was. Oh, my God.
You were dead wrong.
I should have trusted the bare armpits.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even show her head.
Yeah.
But it's from Reddit user Grace My Screen.
Sexism at its finest.
You know, trying to give credit where credit is due.
No.
Tiny tits, great pussy. Good job, girl. Oh. You work it. So, my wife is down a point.
I am?
Yeah, because you guessed man.
Oh, we're keeping points?
Yeah, we're keeping points. We're keeping track. There's going to be a winner and a loser of this.
You're keeping track?
Yeah, I am.
What's for now?
Courtney has... two, because you both guessed woman on the first one, and my wife has one.
How are you keeping track of this?
In my head. Here, you want me to keep track?
Yes.
On the tablet?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me.
I want proof of either my intelligence or lack of intelligence.
Do a quick create. Oops. All right. I have no idea.
Her boobs. I think they're, it's a woman.
Think it's a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't it? Like, it almost looks like classic POCS, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I have the answers.
Okay, I'm also going with woman.
It's a man.
What?
It's a man. Like it, you know.
It doesn't say man.
It's a man.
No, this one doesn't count.
Well, I trust me, I looked them all up. This one's a man.
How do you know it's a man? Does it say so?
Yes, it says so when I looked it up.
Oh my God. No, you didn't. Oh my goodness. Okay.
So, Courtney she's up two. My wife is up one. So, Courtney two, my wife one. Next one. Man or woman?
Quite honestly, it looks like a ball sack that they just like drew nipples on.
That'd be great if I put that in. Just a ball sack with nipples. Don't even know. I didn't think of that. God damn it. Man or woman?
Either guess. I am fully disgusted. So with bile building up at the back of my throat, I'm going to go with man.
Courtney?
It's a man.
Oh, thank God.
It's a man.
Thank
Good job.
God. Ugh, and he's wearing a... What the fuck is that called?
Goatee.
Yeah, that just makes everything so much worse.
So, Courtney has three. My wife has two. 3-2. Uh-huh. Man or woman?
It's a woman.
Yeah.
Damn, that was quick.
Do you not see her necklace?
I mean, men can wear. I wear a necklace.
Yes, but that necklace, okay, that's like super feminine.
Hotindianpussy.com.
Why is her nipple the same color as her armpit hair?
Because she took it with like a fucking horrible shitty camera. Man or woman?
It looks like butt cheeks.
It's not.
It looks like your butt cheeks.
It's a woman.
Babe?
Wait, it's a woman.
What do you say, babe? Man or woman?
I'm gonna go with man.
4-2. Jesus Christ. What? Babe. Yeah, that's a woman. Look at them nails.
I don't know. It might be someone going through a transition.
No, I thought she looked like oh my god, what the fuck are they called? The queens?
A cross dresser.
Yeah. That's what I thought was going on.
Nope.
Because it looked like it had
that's
like,
a woman just has hairy nipple or hairy tits.
No, but it was like she had like the perfect makeup for it. Like,
so Courtney has 4, you have 2. A
beautiful blend. That's what I saw.
That's amazing.
Man or woman?
Is that a snake or like a sea star?
It's a tits.
It's a woman.
Are my boobs going to look like that?
I mean, hopefully with less hair.
Okay, well.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Okay.
Woman.
5-3. Yep, that is a woman.
Yep.
And last one in the series.
Oh, so I have no hope of redemption.
None. I mean, I can make this one worth like 10 points and just fuck it all up.
Oh my god.
Ew.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to look at this anymore, so I'm going to guess man and just move on with my life. I'm like even holding my hand up, so I don't look at it anymore.
It's a woman. It says hairy tits on it.
It's actually a man.
What?
Yeah.
I just saw that, and I was like, that's way too disgusting for a woman to have. Like, that's just...
Man plays with his hairy tits.
Ew. That is... Did someone masturbate to that?
Yeah, me. Later tonight.
Oh my god. Okay, like, no.
You'll be sitting there.
Asked in the past. You're using the future. That's not how grammar
works.
Yeah,
of course it's. There's cum probably on his tits. Like my tits are like that nice.
Well, yeah. Look, one of them's like still wet and shiny, so obviously there's cum on it.
So if we did the 10 points on the end. My wife is the winner, but, you know, Courtney's really the winner.
Yay. We both... Courtney, high-five me. Yeah.
She's, like, high-fiving, like, the phone and not the camera.
Do you see how short my arms are? Yeah, no, this is as far as my arm goes. Like, I'm a fucking T-Rex over here. I have a big head and little arms, and I don't think this was quite thought out.
Never is. And then, but yeah, you win, Courtney. So, next week, we are going to have another contest. Well, not really contest. I'm going to bring up sex toys, and it is going to be a yay or a nay. Would you use it, and do you know how to use it?
Like, just the ones we have, or you're going to pull up others?
Oh, no. It's going to be other ones. And I'm going to bring up some
on the screen, not like in person.
What? Yeah, on the screen. I'm going to bring up some obscure things and see if you know what they are, or if they are even a sex toy.
Oh, my.
The dog wand.
The dog wand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's going to be some things that are not sex toys at all. I'm going to throw those in. Would you use it? Do you know how to use it? Just obscure things. And then, yeah, I'm gonna tell an old story. Let's go down to boarding school stories. You want to tell a story, babe? Huh? You want to tell a story?
I'm numbing my lip right now.
She's numbing her lip with ice water.
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Let's go down to boarding school stories. Back before all this COVID nonsense. Courtney, do you have any stories to tell? Anything from when you're younger? Did something embarrassing? Anything like that?
Oh my goodness. Let's see.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I used to just be like an extra person at my sister did bachelor parties, and so I'd go, and it was the most hilarious thing ever.
And take the penis straws and fuck yourself with them. It's crazy.
They paid. So what happened was they paid her to attend the party with them. I don't think it was like a bachelor party. It was just
to be
like
a stripper.
Girls.
I mean.
And so they paid people to come and hang out. And at that party, there was a lesbian show. At that party was a lesbian show. They like had like a home theater type setup at the house we were at. It was a crazy house, and they had a lesbian show there, and like they scissored on stage and stuff.
Okay, scissoring is overrated. Just get a strap on. It's way better.
Also had a strap on too.
Okay, there you go. I'm like this just doesn't do it. Like you could get like the right friction, but it's a lot of fucking work, and fingering, tonguing, yeah, that shit works a whole lot better.
Tonguing,
yes. If when I lick your pussy, do you like that?
Yes, but it's called tonguing.
Yeah.
Why? It's not just licking.
Well, I mean, I tongue your pussy too.
That's,
I mean, you can.
That's used. That's just so.
I mean, it seems a whole lot nicer.
They're just making
to say, you know, I went through and I tongued her Colombian fart box, than saying I licked her butthole.
Oh my god!
I mean, it adds a layer of class to it. The zing.
Oh. Okay, I've already forgotten what my original point was, but really?
I said tonguing.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just changing a noun into a verb. They're not coming up with a new word for it. It's just a lack of imagination.
I mean, I remember growing up, you get a bonus story out of me, because I forgot about this. But I went to high school. And I remember, like, while in high school, I, like, went over to, like, one of my friend's, houses for, like, a birthday or something stupid like that. Like, we were, like sophomores or something. And this was back in the day. But there was, like, one girl that was pregnant and, like, another girl that was there. And we went down to the street. And started fucking flashing all the delivery drivers that were driving by. Like,
what?
That was like one of the first times I saw tits.
What?
In high school, a couple of girls I knew at a birthday party, like, because it was like one of those back roads. It was, like Rescue and all that.
Oh, God.
That area.
God.
Courtney, you know Rescue.
God.
Like Rescue Elementary School? That back area. So you can understand what kind of white trash girls these were.
Oh my God, we literally just pinpointed us in California.
Yeah, we don't live in California no more.
But it's still shameful.
It's like, ba-boom, we lived right there. It's like, yep, yeah, okay, ugh, Jesus. But yeah, white trash girls. And
I'm not gonna tag rescue in this fucking in the tags of this episode. I'm just like, yeah, no. I don't want them to find it on accident. You know, by the time that these fucking inbred hillbillies like learn how to find a podcast, they're like, oh look, someone tagged rescue. It's like, oh no. That's horrible. But yeah, we're like, as like, you know, pizza delivery drivers would drive down, like these two girls like and me would like all flash the fucking, you know.
And you.
And me, yeah. I'm there to see fucking tits, okay? I saw the tits. I joined in. I paid my price of admission to see tits. And hell fucking yeah. It was worth it. It was worth it. These fucking pizza delivery dudes got to see my hairless prepubescent chest.
Oh, and, no.
I mean, I'm sure I had like two nipple hairs popping out, but you know, it's just hairless. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just staring at their tits and I'm like, yes. And I'm like, now would be illegal, but it's like, we grew up in a different time.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think I've ever flashed anybody.
I mean, you flashed me, but.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
So, when I was in boarding school, we had a fundraiser for something that we had to like send back to our parents and have our parents do all the fundraising for us. Every
what?
Bit of it.
No. Yeah.
I don't remember what
that's
we were selling.
That's not how that works.
It was so fucked up. Like, I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you like go around the office and try and sell this dumb bullshit from my boarding school? And the winner of this, like the top people of it, got a trip to go to Silver Dollar City.
Where's that?
It's in Branson, Missouri.
Okay, so what's cool about that?
It's the only thing in Missouri. I mean, it literally, you, like Branson, Missouri is like, I'm like, oh my God. It's like the Las Vegas of Missouri, but like wholesome Christian Las Vegas. Without the gambling, yeah.
Oh, no.
So.
That's just so boring.
I mean, it, like, to us, it was great. So, I don't know how my mom pulled this off, but she got me in, like, first or second place in this entire fucking competition.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, you know, my mom, she's the goat.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh shit, I get to go. Like, I didn't expect anything of it. I'm like, oh, whatever. I don't really give a fuck. And like, you know, first place, second place, you know, everyone got, you know, like a lot of people got stuff. And if your parents don't actually love you, then you got nothing. Sucks for you.
Yeah.
And so it was like me and like, I think four other kids got to go. Like the top five went to Silver Dollar City of 160 kids. So, you know, like, yeah, then the day comes, we go to Silver Dollar City, have a great time. And I'm sitting there with, you know, one of my buddies, David. I'll say his whole name, David Lee. Doesn't matter. You know, his dad, Bruce Lee, fucking, you know, made sure it came through. And we went to, like, we're walking through the park, and we see this kiddie ride, and it's these little frogs. And it goes in a circle, like a merry-go-round. But it has like a rubber ball on the bottom and it like bounces as you go, like it like goes off a tiny ramp and then just bounces. It hops around until you get, you know, to the end and it goes do, 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 do.
So it's a roller coaster?
No, it just goes around. It's like a merry-go-round, like, you know, the horses like in the mall.
Yes.
Yeah, it just goes around in a circle. That's all it does. But there's like a little ramp that makes the frogs hop.
Okay.
So We're getting on this ride. Yeah. And it's like 2 feet off the ground. It's meant for babies. It's meant for babies and toddlers. Mm-hmm. But we want to go on this ride because we're having a great time. It's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to us at this boarding school anyway.
Yeah.
And so we get on this ride. We do the entire thing. And then it breaks. I guess, you know, a 200-pound boy, you know, broke the fucking ride. It's me. And
but wait, weren't all of you on at the same time?
No, it was just me and David. You know, he was like behind me. There's like eight little pods.
Yeah.
So it's like just going all in a circle. It was a tiny ride.
Okay. Like, well, it could fit in this room.
Cute.
And so we break the fucking ride. And we're like, oh, well, shit. Well, I guess we'll just hop off. And, like, the ride instructor's like, no, no one can get off. Nobody. We need someone here to, you know, safely let you. I'm like, dude, I'm literally touching the ground. Like, I'm, like, sitting in the thing. I'm like, my hand is on the ground. I'm like, I think I'll be fine. He's like, no, you cannot. I'm like, dude, are you serious right now? It, like, this dude wouldn't let anybody off the ride. Like, I'm like, the parents can just go pick their babies up out of the ride. It's fine. It's like, no. Literally had to sit there for like 20 minutes waiting for some dude to lollygag over to us to lower the ride another half of an inch. Say, all right, it's safe for you to get out.
It's probably liability more than anything else.
It is, but I'm like, we're going to take that risk. Like, come on, get real. We don't care.
Uh-huh. Well,
you may not care, so but dumb. Someone else will.
And then, you know, but we had a great rest of the time. We went and saw a magic show where someone used, like, that little, like, stuff that turns water into ice, like, immediately.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like a little powder. You put in a cup and pour water into it and just turns it. It's the shit that they use in diapers, but. And, like, I wanted it, and they're like, no. And if you were to buy it, you'd have to get it outside of the park because someone took it on the water roller coaster and dumped the entire thing in the water roller coaster.
What?
And destroyed it.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot.
That's an asshole move.
That is, oh my God.
This is Missouri. Do you like, what part of this do you, like, forget? Like, we live.
Oh, I thought we were.
Branson, Missouri.
Like, my mom lives close to there.
I mean.
For some reason, I thought we were at a Six Flags.
Yeah, I mean, Stikeston, Missouri. Has she ever been to Lambert's Cafe?
I'm not sure.
Mother's Day is coming up. You better call her.
No, right? When is Mother's Day again?
Fuck, I don't know.
It's in May.
It's next month. Oh, okay. I'm sure fucking C's Candy will, like, email me and be like, you should get something nice for your mom. And I'm like,
or you could get something nice for your wife.
Or no, you could just buy.
You're never going to be a mom.
I mean.
What?
You're never going to be a mom.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean. Bruh. I shouldn't be celebrated every single day.
No, you shouldn't.
I said yes.
Like yes. You should be celebrated for being a woman?
No, I should be celebrated for being me.
Here you go. Here's a round of applause because you're a woman with boobs and a vagina. Good job. And you know, you have a hole that men like. I mean, it's like the most fucked up thing, but it's like the only reason that women are relevant is because, you know, that hole, and sometimes that hole when it's like wrapped around a cock, but not when it's yapping. I mean,
oh my God, I love that song.
Not when she's yapping? Yeah, I love the song When Only Men Talk To. It's great.
Oh my God, no, it's the one by Theory of a Dead Man. I can't remember it.
No idea.
It's okay.
The bitch came back.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that song.
She's like, I love the song.
I do. It's fucking hilarious.
Women love misogynistic songs, but they hate misogyny. It's a wild thing. You know, to the windows, to the wall.
The vet cut off my balls.
Yeah. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Oh, my
snip,
God.
Snip, snip, snip.
And women love misogynistic rap, but it's like, you know, a man comes through and it's like, I vote to end women's suffrage. He's like, and women.
See, one of my favorite things about female rap is that the roles are reversed in those types of songs. It's sexualizing the man, and it's amazing.
No, we're still fucking thinking about beating off to that woman.
Yeah, and I don't care about that.
We're still being like, hell yeah. Like, wet ass pussy. Yeah. Hopefully she has a wet ass pussy for this cock. She doesn't, but, you know, you can hope.
Uh-huh.
So is that, like, a literal description?
A wet ass pussy.
Yeah. So it's like the pussy and the ass wet? Or is that ass just an adjective?
It's like the ass is a noun.
I'm confused. Help me.
It's like the wet ass pussy.
Yeah, that's where I don't.
It's like because your asshole is like a pussy and you can still go up inside that thing. I'm like any straight man's asshole is the worst thing in the world. Bar none. I don't care if you have a fucking bidet. Like, it always feels fucking dirty to me. And I'm just like, I could have sat there in the shower, rinsed it for an hour, and I still will not spread my cheeks ever.
What? I don't even understand what we're talking about.
Straight men's assholes are, like, horrible, but, like, gay men's assholes are, like, the best.
Because they take care of it?
Like, I kind of want to, like, have, like, a gay man come and, like, wash my asshole just to see what it'd feel like to have a clean ass for once.
Okay, that's actually really bad. Don't do that. It fucks up with your gut bacteria.
I mean, I just want to know.
It will not benefit you. There will be severe drawbacks.
Wait, getting an enema won't benefit him?
I mean, like, I do the bidet, and I, like, it squirts up in my asshole, and I'm like, it's like grabbing shit and pulling it out. It's like, get out of there.
Isn't it nice, though?
Oh, it is. It's fucking really nice. I'm like, oh, shit, that taco hasn't been finished yet. And I, like, reach in the toilet bowl, and I'm like,
ew! No.
Hell yeah, Taco Bell.
No. Oh my God, no, you are disgusting. You are disgusting.
Just wipe the poo off of it.
Okay, do you know how hard it is for me to not be pushing you completely over right now?
I mean, I don't think you have enough leg room to actually push me all the way over.
I'm not quite sure you want me to prove that right now.
I know you don't.
Okay, now here, pull me back.
There, you're back in the camera shot.
Ta-da!
Ta-da. See, this is what happens when you get married. You get a wife that just gets high and drunk all the time. Uh-huh. You know, wants bonbons, and you have to, like, you know, be like a chef from Benihana and, like, throw it in her mouth and make, yeah, there you go.
What's Benihana?
It's a, you know, like the table grill things, but they, like Makunis.
Like a hibachi?
Yeah. Like, they, like, chop shit up and throw it in your mouth, though. So they, like, do tricks.
How do I know I'm supposed to open my mouth when they throw it at me?
They make eye contact with you, and you're like, you hungry? And it's a whole thing.
Okay.
I don't know where a Benihana's is near here, and I don't know how much they charge to go to a Benihana's to get fucking food thrown in my mouth like Free Willy, but I will definitely go. I'm like, I'll be like at a regular hibachi, and he's like, I don't do that. I mean, he like hands me on a plate. I'm like, he's like, do you want me to feed it to you? I'm like, he's like, all right. And like starts feeding it to me, baby birding it to me. He's like, just puts it in his mouth. Like, yeah. Ew. I know. This is why you don't get married, girls. Because you deal with this. You deal with a man all the time. It's horrible. It's the worst.
There are severe drawbacks.
There's always severe drawbacks. But yeah, that's it for this episode. And I keep on wanting to like put my plugs at the beginning of the episode, but I always forget. Wow. I know.
What?
My plugs. You know, follow me on Alex the Truck on everything. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Those three things, not everything. Those three things.
You're not going to mention your shame?
What shame?
Your shame.
My shame of what?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Not really, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we still talk about crazy childhood stories?
Yeah, what do you got?
So my sister used to drive around with me and stuff so I could go places. And so one night we went to Safeway, and it was really late at night, and her boyfriend at the time went in and was able to steal like a like one of those huge packs of Corona. He stole like two of them.
And now it's spread all over the United States, and it's fucking shut down everything and fucked everything up. What an asshole. Tell him so.
Oh my goodness. Ugh. It was funny.
What is my shame?
Tell whatsoever.
What?
Your latest.
Do I look like I have any?
My latest what?
Your latest plug in? Plug?
My latest plug?
Yeah. Your plugs. You always mention them.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch.
I know, but you just set up another one, didn't you?
Oh, no. I haven't even set that one up yet.
Really?
I'm going to start a TikTok, everyone. I'm going to start doing stupid little dances and whatever. You're going to hear my wildest thoughts. It's probably going to be a whole lot of trucker fucking bullshit on there. Just me screaming at people, like, get the fuck off the road. Use your fucking blinker, you piece of shit. Fuck you. You know, a lot of that. That's why my voice is so fucking hoarse all the time. Is because I spend my days screaming at Call of Duty Call of Duty Warzone, playing Nuketown 24/7, and getting fucking beat by like 7-year olds. I'm like, I will fuck your dad.
Oh my goodness.
Have COVID then? No. And I'm also screaming at, you know, people from Oklahoma. I'm like, learn how to read. Stop the inbreed. You dumb fucking inbred hicks. Go back to your city and get blown by a tornado. She's like, still,
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, start the read, stop the inbreed.
Yeah.
Just, here you go, Alabama. Stop fucking your brothers and sisters and cousins. Jesus Christ. Or, like, just introduce, like, step-siblings to them. Like, here you go. It's more acceptable to fuck these things. And it's like, until it's like, maybe we should stop fucking each other, brother. And it's like, okay, how many of you kids think that we should stop, you know, banging? It's like, all the kids are brain dead because we're inbred.
Yep.
It's like, oh, shit, well, fuck us. Genetics. I mean, yeah, so, you know, that's it. I don't know what I'm going to put up there. Who cares? Fuck it. We'll figure it out later. I'll probably, you know, follow the trends and just be a performer and be like, whatever you want, TikTok. Just people, please follow. I really could not give a shit.
I miss Juan.
Yeah, me too. I miss Juan cock in your mouth. But you have a fucking lip piercing, so you no more blowjobs for a while.
Yeah.
Sucks. Uh-huh. Should get a tongue piercing.
Like, now I want one, but, like, it's going to hurt so bad.
It will, but it'll feel great on my penis.
Will it?
I don't know. But that's it for this week.
Oh, my God.
We'll catch y'all next week. And, as always, keep it funky fresh. Yeah. All right, bye.